Hey there, good people. We're kicking it in the kitchen with Deborah Green. And I am pleased and very excited to be here. This is my second podcast. And don't worry, everybody, I won't be counting down, so you will not hear this is podcast number 15. But I wanted to start off with a quote, and I think I got this quote from Google. I don't know where it came from, but it is on my website, and it's in the left-hand corner, and it's something to think about, and I enjoy it. I really like it. I like to look at it, and I like to say it, so I'm going to share it. The quote is, "We rise by lifting others," and it's something that we can do and should do every day, every day. So let's get into the message. Today I decided to choose fitting in as the message that I want to share today. We so often look for validation, and for those of you who don't know what that means, look it up, by fitting in. And as I said in the first podcast, I want to turn things around and look at them differently. And when we see them differently, we react to things in probably a better way. So let's look at fitting in as inside fitting out. So let's look at the things that you do to make you the very best that you can be from the inside instead of outside validation. Outside validation is fine, and we all look for it. We should all have it. It's very good. But we want to work that system, work ourselves from the inside out. It's an investment, everybody. And the more you invest in yourself, the better yourself becomes. So remember what I said in the first podcast, we are working now for the success of your 20s and your 30s, so that when you become 20, you can start working really, really good for those 50s and 60s. But back to the subject here. Your friends and your buddies are smart as everything, and so are you. When you work from the inside out, it's better, it's stronger, you're more capable, and your first BFF should be you. So I'm going to read you another quote here, and this one is from Marianne Williamson, and I want you to just think about it. It begins, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are more powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be a brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You're playing a small role does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightening about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you." Understand, everybody, that your gifts, your talents, your personality, your character, all of that has to be developed. And this is the time to do it. If you know you best, then anywhere and everywhere you go, you're okay. So don't be afraid to actually invest in yourself, to look at the things that are not so good and make them great. Let me tell you a compliment that I had. And this has happened to me a couple of times, and I really appreciate people complimenting me, and I let them know that because I'm very grateful. People don't have to stop and take their time to notice good things about you and tell you that. But one time a friend told me that I am comfortable in my own skin, and I thought That was just fabulous. That's just great. It's nice to be comfortable in my skin, and I'm okay with that because I work for that. Because anytime that I am by myself or I'm with others, I'm still comfortable. And that's what we want you to be. We want you to take up the challenge to be comfortable in your own skin. And to do that, you got to work. You have to work for it. It has to be okay to make a mistake. You're going to do that. That's not a problem. It is part of you investing in you. And that's okay. Invest now so that you can reap the benefits of the most fabulous you that walks out the door every day. That's what we need in the community, in the country. Remember, you are global people, teenagers. And we want to help you spread that greatness and that shine everywhere you can. And there's nothing wrong with it. It is the investment. Just like you invest on Wall Street, you can invest on every street. Do that for yourselves because you are worth it. You are worth the investment. You are worth looking inside you and making the correction. Doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make you a weak person. It makes you stronger. It makes you bolder. So understand that you can be grateful for what you have. You can be patient with yourself and others. You can be kind to each person that you meet. Be yourself wherever you are. And all these things are added on to your personality, to your character, to your integrity, to your greatness. And you'll come out just fine, smiling every day. Because people do ask me that too. I have students that ask me, Miss Green, why do you smile every day? Why are you happy every day? And my answer is, I work at it. I work at it. It doesn't come for free, people. Remember what I said. You got to put some skin in the game. You have to do something to get something. It's not just going to roll over and jump in your face. You have to work it. And that's okay. Nothing wrong with working it, everybody. So let me say this. When you look in the mirror, and this is just between you and your mirror, and you know how you all like to primp and, you know, you like to posture and get in the mirror in the morning. Why don't you do this? Try this on for size. Look in the mirror and say, it's my time to shine. And I know you just love that. And smile real big. And come out and share that smile with the rest of us. We would love to see it. So, now, I want to tell you that you can find my podcast on all the major sites. The podcatchers, I think is what they call them. So you can find it on Apple. You can find it on Spotify. You can find Kicking It in the Kitchen on Civic Media, which is where I am podcasting you from right now. So look me up. I am free and available for school groups. So if your club is having an event or you just want me to come and kick it with you for a little while, go to my website, fill out the engagement, speaking engagement, and hey, I'll get in contact and I'd love to see any of your smiling faces. So I will see you next month. February 6th, remember, it's Black History Month, and I have a wonderful message lined up for you. So take care and do you.